It's Morning Edition from NHPR, and on certain Fridays, we like to talk with NHPR's Outside In podcast host, Sam Evans-Brown, for another episode of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Thank you, Rick. You ready for a question?
I am ready for a listener question.
Hi, guys. My name's Rye. My question is about fiddleheads. It's spring now, and for me, that means fiddleheads. I love eating them, and the beauty of them is that you can get them pretty much anywhere. I can even go down to my local major chain grocery store and find fiddleheads in the produce section. So my question is, where do people in the stores get all these fiddleheads? Are they all harvested in the wild, or are there fiddlehead farms out there somewhere where they just grow exclusively ferns and fiddlehead?
Fiddlehead aficionados are a, you know, I don't want to tick anybody off.
Can I tell you a story?
You can.
The most dangerous reporting situation I've ever been in was in reporting on fiddleheads, in which a forager, as we were talking about how fiddlehead foragers like to keep their spots secret, showed me the pistol that he was carrying.
You gotta be kidding, really?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Was he just like, hey, nobody knows about this, right?
Keep it quiet, radio guy.
Yeah, right. Why don't you turn that piece of equipment off right now?
So we can give the listeners the basics here, right?
Sure.
So the fiddleheads that you eat are the ostrich fern. There are other – every fern that grows has a fiddlehead stage, but they are not all edible. It is a specific fern that we eat. There are a couple signs that the fern you're looking at might be an ostrich fern. They grow in a crown, so a bunch coming from one spot altogether.
Okay.
And there's this like papery onion-like skin that it punches up through. So those are telltale signs that might be an ostrich fern. And they grow in sort of like – rich, moist soils, like the banks of rivers.
Would these be clustered together, or they'd be in just single plants?
Each bunch of fiddleheads grows from a crown that's a rhizome under the ground, but there tend to be many in one place, many rhizomes altogether.
And these locations are jealously guarded, right?
Jealously guarded. And in fact, the whole industry is a little secretive. So I tracked down a distributor, the person that the foragers all come to package them up and send to the grocery stores, called them up yesterday, got completely stonewalled. The person who I spoke with said, I am not answering any questions about fiddleheads, and hung up on me. But to get to the question here, indeed, any fiddleheads you see in a major chain grocery store most likely were picked in the woods.
And so this... literally, an army of foragers out there harvesting fiddleheads for this market.
This is Dave Fuller, works at the Cooperative Extension for the University of Maine up in Farmington. Dave has met a lot of these secretive, furtive foragers throughout the years, and he gave me a basic profile of who they tend to be.
It can be a lifestyle that they have chosen, where that they like to be outdoors foraging. They may well be retired or partially retired, or they may have a small business of their own, and then they do this to supplement incomes.
When you say supplemental income here, what are we talking about? How much can a forager make?
Well, it depends entirely on how much you can pick. Say you get 25 pounds in a day, which, seems like a fair amount of fiddleheads. That would only be about $60. So for this to be lucrative, you really have to be picking quite a lot.
Yeah.
in a short span. So you've got to have some really primo spots already scouted out.
Why can't we grow these on a farm?
Because, well, think about it. They like shady spots. So we're not talking about open fields. This would be a crop that you could plant like in your sugar bush, for instance, in amongst maple trees that you're using for maple sugaring. And there are a few commercial growers, especially up in Canada, where there are a lot of maple sugar operations. But there's one reason that this hasn't become widespread, and it's economics.
There are enough wild fiddleheads out there to satisfy the market, so that I don't think the farming is really all that economically viable.
Always comes down to that, doesn't it?
Always comes down to the money. Which brings me to a quick PSA. If you do find a patch of fiddlehead ferns, the rule of thumb that Dave has laid out and actually tested with science is that if you want the fiddleheads to come back next year, you should only pick half of the ferns off of each crown. And that way you'll ensure that they will keep flourishing in the years to come.
That's her takeaway. Do not over-harvest your fiddleheads.
It's a very specific takeaway.
Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you, Rick.
If you've got a question for Sam that you'd like to have answered on the air, Sam, what can they do?
Call 1-844-GO-OTTER or record yourself on your smartphone and send the recording to outsidein@nhpr.org.
It's Morning Edition from New Hampshire Public Radio.